Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 22 of the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. My name is Mark Labar with you once again this month. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show coming up for you. I had the opportunity to sit down with Ms. Špela Vodovc. She is an entrepreneur in Slovenia and an absolute gem, not just because of the program that she runs there, Cook Eat Slovenia, and all the work that she's doing to encourage and promote Slovenian culinary identity, but also the fact that this was, what you're going to hear today is actually the second time we had a chance to talk. The first time, because I'm an idiot, my software didn't record properly. So I actually had to email her back and a week later and ask her to do the interview again. So she was so nice and so kind and just, she's just so awesome and so passionate about food and Slovenia and culture and identity that I think you're really, really going to love hearing her speak about it. And she also has a upcoming Kickstarter for her cookbook coming out, which we'll plug towards the end of the show, and we'll give you a little more information about that. As well, we have some news from right here in Winnipeg about some upcoming events. We also have some news about Folklorama. We also have some news about Slovenia and some music festivals that are going to be happening there this summer. And so the music we're going to play for you this episode, by and large, comes from some of those festivals and some of the performers that you're going to see. So we got a packed show. It's going to be full of amazing things. So let's get it started.
Because we had the video going that that it didn't, the software I was using didn't like that. So anyways, how are you?
A little bit tired, but now I'm getting better, so...
Good.
Yeah.
So basically, I guess we'll talk about some of the same stuff that we talked about the last time, just to get it on record, but there's a couple things that I sort of thought about during the week that I also wanted to ask you that I didn't get a chance last weekend, so
okay.
We'll get a couple of new things, and we'll cover some of the same stuff that we did... on our last conversation.
No problem.
Okay. So I guess maybe we'll start back from, do a little bit of your background again on just, you know, where you're coming from and why you wanted to get this program started.
Okay, cool. So this is the first question.
Yeah.
Okay. But would you like me to talk that, like, the interview, or I just say, hi, I'm Špela from Slovenia, Ljubljana?
No, we can just go right into it.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So like I said, how, you know, I know I asked you last time, but, just for, you know, to keep it on the record, what's your background and why did you get this this program? Why was it important to get this program up and running, this cooking program?
Yeah, actually, it's very important for me because the food in my family has always been a big passion. And like 5 years ago, end of 2013, I decided to start doing cooking workshops so that the travelers can cook with the locals and get the real experience. Because I want to share this passion with them, actually how we cook at home, about our traditional dishes, tell them more about culinary and wine scene in Slovenia. So this was the main point why I started.
Mm-hmm. And you'd mentioned last time that you come from a family of people who have worked in food for a number of years. Your father and your grandfather were both involved as well.
Yes. That's true.
They were butchers, right? I think it's correctly. I forgot to ask, what part of Slovenia are you from originally? Where does your family sort of come from?
I'm born and raised in Ljubljana.
Oh, okay.
My father roots are more from the coast region.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother roots from Gorenska, so Carniola region.
Okay. So you got a little bit of the mountain, a little bit of the sea, a little bit of everything.
Yes, everything.
Okay, awesome. And so on top of sort of the cooking stuff, you also do some traveling around with some hiking. I know you're really outdoorsy. You like to spend time out in nature, and you do some hiking and some wine tours. You want to talk a little bit about that program as well?
Yes, of course. I also prepared 2 one-week-long tours. One is focused on hiking and culinary. So you just see like 4 or 5 different regions in Slovenia. You also have a 3-day hiking from hut to hut in the Triglav National Park. So this is part of Julian Alps. And then you go to the Kobarid, to Hiša Franko, where you have a fine dining dinner. And then for the last day, you spend in wine growing region of Goriška Brda, taste some good local wine. And so it's a lot of things you can see and discover, and of course also taste, because this is the combination of hiking and gourmet in Slovenia. Mm-hmm. And the second tour is more focused on food and wine. So you travel to 5 different culinary regions and you visit 3 different wine regions. You also have 2 cooking classes with local women. So a lot of wineries with the best Slovenian producers. So it's, yeah, this one is more focused, let's say, for foodies.
Nice. I definitely feel like I would really enjoy that. I think that would be...
I think you would enjoy both.
Yes. I think the wine, traveling around the different wine regions, I think would be a lot of fun. And just meeting all these different people. It's crazy talking this week about hearing about Anthony Bourdain and him passing away and all this stuff. And one of the things that he talked a lot about was just meeting local people and eating the same things that local people eat. And I feel like a tour like that gives people an opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked a little bit last time about sort of really traditional Slovenian dishes, and you mentioned one specifically that you really like to cook, your sort of go-to. Do you want to talk a little bit about, like, when you prepare these meals for these people visiting Slovenia, this one dish, and I'll let you explain what it is, is like you're like, this is what Slovenia is, kind of in a nutshell. It's a sort of pastry dish.
Yes, one of my favorite Slovenian dishes are štrukli. They are very unique because they can be sweet or savory, and we have more than 80 different kinds of recipes, so it can go really with all kind of food. And yeah, this is actually one of the highlights on the cooking workshop, because we do everything from the beginning: how to prepare the dough, how to knead it, how to stretch it. Then they put the filling inside, roll it, and because this is the family recipe, so from Ljubljana and surrounding, and for this region is very typical that you boiled štrukli, but first need to wrap it into the kitchen towel. So this, everybody said, wow, amazing. And once again, it's when they try it, so it's really cool. But Slovenia is very diverse, and so is our culinary. And we have 24 culinary regions. And till today, the people who are working on this, they found that we have 365 traditional Slovenian dishes.
Wow.
Yes, so one for every day. And the most like recognized or typical ones for sure is potica. This is the queen of our dishes. Mm-hmm. So traditional dessert.
Yes, very.
Then we have a lot of one pot dishes. So yuta, you can prepare it with sauerkraut or sour turnip. Mm-hmm. Ricet, this is like a barley stew with dried meat and vegetables. Socha river trout, then Idriski žlikrofi, so this is from the Idria region. Mm-hmm. These are like some small potato pockets.
Ooh.
Filled with potatoes, some herbs, and goes with some goulash or different kind of things around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting hungry now.
When you visit Bled, it's you really need to try Bled custard cream cake. It's mm-hmm. so good. And when you're going more to the what is this? Is northeast? Yeah, northeast. So Prekmurje, it's Prekmurska gibanica.
Oh yeah, yep.
Yeah, this is multiple layers cake.
Yep.
With poppy seeds, apples, raisins, walnuts. So yeah, let's say these are the most famous. And also, of course, our famous Kranjska sausage, Kranjska kobasa. It was also in space with some lady astronaut because she had roots from Slovenia.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, but it's so much more to discover and taste here in Slovenia.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's amazing. It's such like, much like the language, I think it's because it's such a small country, but you have so many different influences from different, from other countries around that you kind of stuck in the middle and you get all of that influence in the language, in the culinary, in the music, in the dancing and all this other kind of stuff. So it's not surprising that we have such a rich, diverse palate when it comes to the culinary end of things.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Because Slovenia is stuck between Italy, Austria, Croatia, and Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the only country in the Europe that lies between Alps, Pannonian region, Mediterranean, and the Karst region. So all these influences and also the influences from the past
mm-hmm.
gave Slovenia really these diverse and unique dishes.
Sure. I was going to say something. I was going to ask something about that. I was going to say last time my dad went there last year, kind of in September, October, he came back and was on this bograč kick. He loves bograč, and we just call it meat soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the least appetizing name you could give something is meat, meat soup. But he found a great recipe, and he managed to get it down like really, really well. This really nice sort of paprika flavor with the different meats in it. And,
yeah. Yes.
For a couple of weeks there, he was like, it was like bograč all the time at my parents' house.
Yeah.
So we talk a little bit about places like Hisa Franco and Ana Roš the last time. And one of the things that I kind of thought about was I wanted to ask you about the culinary scene in Slovenia, because it's not just about Hisa Franco or JB's or these highfalutin, high dining places. Can you tell me a little bit about what the sort of like, I don't know how much you know or how much you don't, the sort of culinary restaurant scene in Ljubljana, in Slovenia, how is it, is Hisa Franco sort of the model, or are they kind of the exception to what's going on in Slovenia? Like what are people cooking in Slovenia right now?
Hisha Franco, actually the chef Anna Roche, she was the best female chef for 2017. And she's not just the model, but you know, we have a lot of very, very good restaurants, which Slovenian chefs who are really putting their passion into the food. And I think what is really interesting and important that they all, you know, took the ingredients from local environment. So they're also supporting local farmers to produce the food, and they really want to, you know, upgrade these traditional Slovenian dishes, but on much, much higher level. So ingredients are this local Slovenian, but the food, it's really like fine dining with a lot of techniques, and it's super good. So I think now we have like more than 10, 12 restaurants in Slovenia, and they are part of Jean Renaud de Restaurants. So this is some Europe guide for best young chefs. And yeah, actually, Anna Roche put Slovenia on the world culinary map, and now, not just now, but you know, in the last 10 years, everything is going on really, really great direction. So I think Slovenia, it's one of the next culinary gem for all foodies.
Are you worried that as it gets more popular with people like Anna Roche and people coming in and recognizing a Slovenian cuisine and culture, are you worried that there's going to be sort of this thinning of Slovenian, like what it actually is truly Slovenian, as more people come in and experiment with sort of Slovenian ideas and culture, especially from the food aspect? Are you worried that the actual true Slovenian identity is going to be lost in that shuffle somewhere?
No, for sure not, because also our tourist board is put a lot of effort on promoting culinary scene, because we are still on rising, you know. Actually, not a lot of people or countries know where Slovenia is and about our culinary and food scene. So I think we still have a big opportunity, and Slovenia will never be a mass tourism destination, because here everything is so boutique and we don't have like big hotel resorts. So it's just smaller hotels and, you know, these countryside hotels, family owned. So it's I think it's really nice.
Okay. So one of the things I was going to ask you last time that I totally forgot and didn't get around to, I know you cook a lot of traditional Slovenian stuff. What, when you don't cook Slovenian food, what is your sort of go-to, what's your go-to non-Slovenian dish?
Oh, it's just hard to find just one dish, but for sure I like Mediterranean food.
Okay.
Asian food, also Mexican food. So yeah.
Do you guys have a lot of Mexican restaurants in Slovenia?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, interesting, and a lot of Chinese restaurants.
That one I knew, because last when I was there in 2011, my family got really excited about taking us to the local Chinese food place, and it was so weird to have this Chinese lady speaking Slovenian to us.
Yeah.
it was like I had to like almost not look at her, because it was freaking me out a little bit, that it was the accent and the voice didn't necessarily in my mind match the person that was talking to me. It was really weird, but the food was delicious.
Okay, cool.
So I guess we'll we talk a little bit about the next sort of your next big project, which is this cookbook that you're sort of putting together. And last time we talked a little bit about the one that we put together at our sort of community. But tell me a little bit about this cookbook project that you're working on.
Yes, this is a really big project. So I'm preparing my first cookbook with traditional Slovenian recipes. And in the book, you will find more than 100 family recipes and also tips for cooking traditional Slovenian food. All the photos are like really making with professional food photographer. But this is quite a lot of money to put together a book. That's why I will go in October on Kickstarter and try to raise money. So yeah, I'm very excited about this. So, but it's really, really big project. Yeah.
Yeah, it's even we were sort of talking last time. It's like even we put together like a small sort of 20-page book cookbook and no pictures, just text. And my sister did it, and it was like a ridiculous amount of work. But like I said before, we'll be happy to promote that on our end. And I think that was kind of how this whole conversation started, was when Noah sort of mentioned to me that he thought that that would be something that would really appeal to the North American crowd, people on our end of the ocean that, you know, want to keep in touch with their Slovenian roots. And this is a great way to do that with this kind of really traditional cookbook that sort of takes you through how to make these really traditional meals. And so we'll definitely promote that on our end and help you with that. So,
yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, you're very kind.
Yes, no problem.
This is going to help a lot of people, yeah, to get to know Slovenia cuisine.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we talked about Folklorama last time and how important the food is to the pavilion and to our life and our culture here, even in Winnipeg, I think it's super, super important. We're actually trying to start some cooking classes here.
Perfect.
You know, and we have one place, it's like an Italian restaurant, and it's owned by this one family, and they do cooking classes, but they cook and you sort of watch and then you eat. And they sort of
like show cooking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And they get the grandma of the family, and she comes in and she's like 80 years old, and she teaches you how to make pasta properly and how to do like really traditional Italian stuff. And I'm like, we could do that. We could do something like that, and we could all cook together and then eat together. And so I think a book like this would really help move that along and bring that with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. Because you can start with two dishes and yeah, let's just prepare it. And I think everyone will enjoy.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's kind of all the bases that I wanted to cover. I think we touched on a lot of the really important points. Is there anything else? I guess the website for your company, for your cooking company, do you want to give that a little plug?
Yeah, of course. The webpage is Culinary Slovenia, but I'm doing also like branding, and it's Cook It Slovenia.
Okay, and we will throw that up on our website and get people connected with that. So Culinary Slovenia, Cook Eat Slovenia. I think that's the name of the, is that the name of the book too? Is that going to be the name of the cookbook?
Yeah, this is going to be the name of the book.
All right. So then it's, that'll be the name of the book as well. Last time we talked about music. You mentioned that you maybe wanted to hear Nagolici.
Yes, of course, because with traditional Slovenian food and for your program Folklorama, I think this is very good music to listen and taste traditional Slovenian food. So
absolutely, and I'll be more than happy to play that song for you. And I will send you the link when this podcast goes up to air, probably like next weekend, and then
Perfect.
I'll send you that link, and then you can hear this amazing conversation for the second time.
I hope that is not for the last time.
Oh no, it'd be great. We'll definitely keep in touch, and especially getting through the summer and closer to the fall when the book starts sort of picking up some steam, we'll definitely stay in touch.
Great, great,
Awesome.
perfect.
Well,
So,
thanks again for taking the time out of your day again to do this.
thanks
I
again.
really appreciate it.
The pleasure is all mine.
Oh, thank
So,
you so much.
you're so enthusiastic on Slovenia and our culinary scene, so it's really, really nice to see and meet that kind of people.
Well, I do love to eat, and it's, I think one of the things I learned when I lived in Egypt for a little while, and one of the things I learned really quickly is that if you want to eat well, you need to learn how to cook well. And so I made it a point to learn how to cook well, and I even would call my grandmother from Egypt and ask her to tell me how to make gobova juha or chicken paprikash or whatever the recipe was, and she'd be like, oh, you just put a pinch of this and a pinch of that, and so yeah, I learned really early on that if you want to eat well, then you got to learn how to cook well, and so I think a book like this is really super helpful for that.
Yes, it is because these are really it's gonna be a dishes that I'm eating it all my life, so they're million times tested.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks so much. I'll let you get on with your day, and we'll for sure keep in touch when the steam starts picking up for the book.
Perfect, perfect.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Bella.
Thank you. Enjoy the day.
Thank you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
that was Špela Vodovc talking about Cook Eats Slovenia, a fantastic program that I highly recommend people check out. We talked about it in the interview a little bit, but my wife and I, when we were in Barcelona, we did something similar where we spent an afternoon cooking traditional Spanish food, and it's such a great way to connect with the culture. And so I highly recommend checking out the website culinaryslovenia.com, and the book is going to be Cook Eat Slovenia. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see it. One of the things that we didn't talk about in this episode or in this interview that we talked about the first time was how amazing it would be to be a food photographer. She hired a professional food photographer to take pictures of all of these dishes that she was making. So I said, I kind of like, man, I'm sort of jealous. I want that job. As far as local news, we have a couple of upcoming events. This is probably going to get pushed out this weekend. So it's going to be Father's Day on the Sunday. We're going to be having a picnic. So happy Father's Day in advance to all the fathers out there. The mass is going to be from 12:30 to 1 with lunch at 1:30 and some activities and games and stuff to follow in the afternoon. Furthermore, August 12th is Folklorama. It is creeping up on us very, very quickly. And so if you know that you want to help, if you know that you want to volunteer, make sure you talk to somebody on the board. Make sure you talk to Marco or Sabrina Simonic, and they will find a place to put you so that you can help out. And I highly encourage all of our listeners to go out there and help and make themselves available. I'm going to be hosting again this year. I'm super excited to be back. I'm super excited to get the show going again after not doing it last year. So it's going to be a good time. It's always a good time. It's going to be so much fun. On this show, I wanted to put a little focus as well on sort of the summer music festival circuit in Slovenia. And I'm going to focus on two, and that is the Ljubljana Jazz Fest and Metal Fest. So we're going to talk about the Jazz Fest first, and that's going to be towards the end. Our last song is going to be from that. Amazing, lots of amazing jazz artists. If you're into sort of contemporary jazz music, really, really phenomenal stuff. And the Metal Fest, same thing, like just some unbelievable acts coming to Slovenia. Judas Priest's Children of Bodom, Behemoth, like some absolute heavy hitters as far as metal music goes. And so my challenge this week was to find some music from both of those to appeal to people, but the metal and the jazz stuff, it's not everybody's cup of tea. So I tried to find some stuff that was relatively accessible for people to listen to. So we're going to start with the Metal Fest one, actually. And we're going to play a song by a band called Hangar 55, and they're actually a Slovenian band. And it's great. It's hard. It's some hard rock, but it is it's not crazy. It's really accessible, and it's not hard to listen to. So the song I'm going to play for you is called Gasoline, and you can find these guys online, and find them on Spotify and all that good stuff. So the band once again is Hangar 55, and the song is Gasoline.
Yeah!
and gentlemen, that is going to bring us to the end of our show for this month. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for taking time out of your day to listen to the show and to support. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, requests, dedications, any of that good stuff, make sure you email me slowpegpodcast@gmail.com. That's slowpegpodcast@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to try and get on the show, whatever you like. As well, I want to throw a shout out to our sponsors, the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society, for making this show possible. And I want to again thank all of you for taking time. You know, it's this show wouldn't be possible without people listening to it. And I know people do, and because people come up to me and they tell me, you know, what they like and what they don't like about the show. And so I encourage everybody to keep doing that. And I want to make this show as good as it possibly can be for you, the listeners. We're going to finish off our show talking a little bit about some jazz music. We're going to play some jazz music for you. It's a great, great band. They are from Austria originally, and they are called Shake Stew. And the song is called Shake the Dust. And so any of this information that you need to find on any of these festivals, events, outdoor activities, any of that stuff can all be found on the Slovenia.info website. And you can go there and check out the lineups of the bands, any of that information on whether it's the Ljubljana Jazz Fest or the Metal Days. I was mistaken earlier. It's not Metal Fest. It's Metal Days happening in Slovenia. And you can go to that website and get all the information and find all the bands. And so, like I said, we're going to try and play something a little more accessible for you as far as the jazz music goes. A lot of it that I was listening to is very, very contemporary and very sort of out there jazz, which is totally fine for some people. They're really into it. So the band that we're going to play, Shake Stew, is Shake the Dust, is definitely more of the traditional jazz sound. It's a really great song. No lyrics, just sit back and enjoy some excellent, excellent musicianship from a group of individuals who are just phenomenal players. So with that, I'm going to leave you for this month. And so I want to thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.